Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new day in America has dawned. For some people, they're not so happy. But for us, we are very happy with the opportunities that are ahead and, frankly, thankful that we have been spared and we have another chance. We have another opportunity, and we must use it wisely. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, this particular election had a very radical agenda on one side of the coin, seeking the highest position, not only in the United States, but frankly, the most powerful position on earth, and that was represented by Hillary Rodham Clinton. She and Barack Obama have been the most pro-abortion individuals, president or president nominee, in American history in terms of at that level. Both of them agree with the fact that you should be able to abort a child in the third trimester up till the day that you're born, up till the day that you have your first breath. Both of them agree to that. Hillary Rodham Clinton, however, was the first person ever to actually acknowledge that, admit that, during a nationwide televised debate.
But those children don't have rights.
They don't have any rights.
In the safest place where they should be, in the womb.
That's stunning.
Yes. It's devastating.
It's stunning that in the same breath, she would talk about all the work she's done for children, and yet she is a radical pro-abortionist who loves Planned Parenthood and Cecile Richards, and would have actually increased Planned Parenthood. You know, Cecile Richards said recently in an interview that this election rejected Roe versus Wade. And I think it rejected Roe versus Wade, but it rejected a lot of other things as well.
Right. And I don't think people realize that, you know, with like Planned Parenthood, I mean, the whole purpose Margaret Sanger started that was to eliminate primarily the black population. So to say that you know, that side really favors minorities and all that is not true, because they really were targeting inner city areas and in the black communities to eliminate them.
They still do. Planned Parenthood's largest abortion clinic in America right now is in Houston, Texas, and it's plopped right in the middle of a Hispanic and African-American community. Hispanic on one side, African-American on the other. It's right beside an interstate. It's the largest abortion clinic anywhere in America, and it was opened a few years ago by Planned Parenthood. Why do they put it in that particular neighborhood? It's obvious. And guess what's across the street? It's a school, public school. So they put it right beside a public school. There's the interstate. You can just walk underneath it and go there to the Planned Parenthood. And then the minority communities are all around it. And it put the largest abortion clinic in, frankly, the world, but certainly in America, right in the middle of that population.
It's tragic. It's tragic that, you know, God is the creator of life. And even in the womb, we are, you know, he knows us in the womb. And so our life is valuable, whether it's in the womb or as a senior citizen, we all have value in our lives.
And, you know, neither Barack Obama or Hillary Rodham Clinton can ever use the two terms in the same sentence, and that is radical Islam. They will not identify the enemy. Now, this is an adversary that's been around for hundreds of years, and it is nothing new. ISIS is not new. Al-Qaeda is not new. It's the same ideology. It's just a different name, but that is the ideology that's been on for hundreds of years, going back to the 600, 700 time frame, when Muhammad ultimately created this very radical ideology and uses force to advance it. And, you know, the whole issue of the Barbary pirates, those are all radical Islamists. And these are individuals that will not, you cannot placate to them. You
right.
cannot placate Iran. She was part of the Iran deal. She was part of the Benghazi deal, trying to cover up arms shipment that they were doing through Libya. And now, you know, we have the disaster in the Middle East with Libya and Benghazi and Yemen, all total failures under the Obama administration. Syria, total failure under that administration without any intervention. Iran, total failure. We talked to the Israeli high-level officials, and they're very concerned about what happened
Absolutely.
With this Iran deal that literally will empower them to advance their nuclear agenda.
As well as, you know, she violated the Constitution in about nine nations as far as accepting money from foreign countries. You're not allowed to do that, according to the Constitution, and probably 70 to 100 times she did that.
Well, I'm looking forward to, and we're going to be continuing to push the issue of defunding Planned Parenthood, making sure that the next Supreme Court justice is a justice that respects the rule of law and the Constitution, repealing the Obamacare, the burdensome Obamacare. Thank God that in 2017, Little Sisters of the Poor and other Christian ministries will be able to look forward to the fact that they don't have to choose between their Christian ministry and calling and funding genocide, because that is part and parcel of Obamacare.
As well as businesses that are Christian owned, you know, they don't have to be in that choice of whether they're going to give out abortion inducing drugs or not.
Now, the liberal media, they said, well, they asked a question to Donald Trump, would you accept the outcome of the election? And they were trying to make a big deal about his response. But you see what happens in when this case, Donald Trump wins, and you have these radical, frankly, socialist, they're anarchist. They are identified as people who literally are socialist. They are being paid by groups such as MoveOn.org, financed by billionaires such as George Soros. They're being paid $15 an hour. They're advertised on Craigslist. They bus them in. These are not people that are just spontaneously uprising. These are orchestrated, designed, frankly paid people that are coming into these cities. It's part of George Soros's agenda. Now, why does he have this agenda? Well, he has it not just in the United States. It's an agenda that goes back to Rules for Radicals, which is something that Obama was trained in and Hillary Clinton was trained in and George Soros accepts. And that is, you create all this discontent and this chaos, and you therefore destroy the government and you dismantle it. You bring it into a chaotic situation. Therefore, it allows you the opportunity to take it over and reshape it.
Absolutely. And he has he's come out and said that he is his own God, you know, has his own agenda, which is very, very frightening. Definitely not unifying the country.
No, not at all. And you have in this situation assassination threats that are trending and on Twitter and other places.
Burning the flags
as well.
And
but I mean, the assassination, you know, that's not something to play around with. Here we have a president-elect, and we have to pray for Donald Trump and his family. Because these things, you can have wackos out there that act on these crazy ideas. So we need to pray for Donald Trump and his family and Governor Mike Pence, the new vice president-elect. Liberty Council has Liberty Prayer Network, and you can go to libertyprayernet.org, libertyprayernet.org. That's our intercessory prayer ministry. Maureen Bravo heads it up for us. And we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 70 days of prayer, and we have a prayer line that's open every single second of the day for 70 days up through the inauguration. And it was going on before the presidential race, but we really have someone responsible for every single hour of every single day.
You know, it's amazing.
It may be the longest continual prayer ever. I don't know, but it is something that we take seriously at Liberty Council to pray for not just the election, but in general. But we need to pray for this transition.
Absolutely.
Because it's very important how that shakes out.
You know, God is very clear. He wants to work through the church to change the government, not use the government to affect the church. And so we as the church need to rise up and get on our knees and pray.
We do. And, you know, you can be a part of that as well. You can go to libertyprayernet.org, libertyprayernet.org. That's Liberty Council's intercessory prayer ministry, or you can call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. And you can go online any time of the day. If you're concerned about the country or you just want to put it on where you can listen to the prayer, you know, I have people say that they just plug in and they listen to the ongoing prayer when they have some free time or maybe when they're driving in their vehicle. You can do that. It's 70 days of continual prayer all the way up to the inauguration. And it's not going to stop then. We'll continue to have the prayer intercessory ministry because it doesn't stop then. Now we have a reprieve. Thank God for that. And now we need to work hard to take advantage of this second chance that we've been given. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website. Remember, Liberty Counsel, in your prayers and financial support, now more than ever, we need your prayers and your financial support so that we can move forward to take advantage of these great opportunities ahead. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.